It is Thursday night, and that means it is time for some Thunder, Thursday Night Thunder, courtesy of the Hot Pod. Of course, I am one half of the co-host here tonight. I am Max Holiday, and joining me, the man to my right, my hetero life mate, best friend in the world.
And no, I am not your baby's daddy, Johnny, Mr. TCB Draven.
Wait for it.
Waiting.
And waiting.
Dot, dot, dot. Draven.
It is July. July 30th, 2015. Thursday night, and this is Thunder on the Hot Pod. This is a podcast about professional wrestling news, rumors, and our opinions.
I totally thought this was about Thundercats.
No, this is not about Thundercats.
All right, well, I'm going to be heading on out.
He's out. Peace. It's been a couple weeks since me and you have sat down together.
Yeah, being an adult sucks.
It does. It blows. Horribly.
Big donkey penises.
And not the enjoyable kind of blowing either.
Of big donkey penises?
Yes. Yes, of big donkey penises.
I'm just saying. How many enjoyable ways can you do that?
I'm not really sure. So, before we get into anything, let the people know. What have you been up to, man? Nobody's heard from you. I barely see you anymore, so... I guess let
me
know.
You see me on average every 3 to 4 days.
What are you trying to imply?
Nothing.
Okay.
I just miss you a lot.
Yeah.
No, I've been doing work. That's it. Nothing exciting.
Saving lives? Nope.
Prolonging death. What about you?
I haven't been prolonging death, but I'm just, living. Living life. Wrestling.
It's pretty cryptic.
It is. Sorry. I don't know. But the wrestling world is all the buzz.
Over you?
Not over me. I wish it was all the buzz over me. That means I'd be getting paid. Paid!
You mean we don't get paid for Thunder?
No, we don't get paid for
Definitely out of here now.
Yeah, we don't get paid for any of this, actually. Sorry. Didn't you read the disclaimer?
Nah, I don't like reading.
Yeah. Okay, well, all the wrestling world is abuzz because, as it turns out, almost—I'm going to say almost because I know it wasn't yours—almost every child's hero growing up isn't a real American, but yet probably a real Confederate.
Right. No, my hero growing up got released from WWE last week.
Who was that?
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, he was released too?
Yeah, from his Legends.
Why was he released?
I think it's got something to do with his podcast in Stone Cold and Podcast One.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. These heroes are crumbling.
All over a podcast?
I don't know.
Well, I know that Stone Cold is doing his podcast. It's back on the WWE Network.
Which upsets me because I liked Jericho's way better.
Well, who's to say that they're still not going to use Jericho's?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Who's to say? But
talking about heel Hogan. You should totally play the NWO one.
Stone played the NWO?
Yeah.
Just play the NWO music.
Or the Hogan one.
That would take some extensive looking for, because it doesn't just come up as Hogan heel theme.
Voodoo Child?
It comes up as just Voodoo Child. That was his. No one had anything.
Right, but we're talking about heel Hogan.
Personally, we talked about it on the Hot Pod, me and Superbad, on how they should change his song up now. Even though he's not with the WWE, they should change his song up for when he does come around. Like, I am a real Confederate, fucking these, and, whatever. However it works.
If he was smart, he would totally just blame it on
Eric Bischoff
or Hollywood Hogan. Be like, that wasn't Hulk Hogan. That was Hollywood Hogan talking.
That was Hollywood Hogan. Where are you,
brother?
Hey, brother, let me tell you, that was Hollywood Hogan. That wasn't the Hulkamaniac.
Right.
The real American hero.
That was the bad guy.
Yeah, no. Well, Eric Bischoff, speaking of, he did have some comments on the on the racist remarks.
Thrown off by the two sweeps?
Yeah, it did. Of course I did. Let's see. Is this it? Oh, no, that's the show. He was on. Just a little excerpt, if you will, from Eric Bischoff. He recently appeared on Under the Mat Radio and addressed the controversy surrounding Hulk Hogan. And he pretty much said, well, first of all, I think WWE handled it the only way they could. In the entertainment business, especially when you're a publicly held company, you have to be sensitive not only to your audience, but you have to be sensitive to your advertisers. You have to be sensitive to your business partners. You have to be sensitive and respectful of so many different people within the business of the entertainment business that you have to be responsible and you have to take responsible action. And I think that's exactly what WWE did. I don't see how they possibly could have kept Hulk in the position that Hulk was in as a quote-unquote ambassador of their company with the kind of horrible publicity that is surrounding him now and will, like, surround him for quite a while, given everything that is going on.
Ninja.
That was a very politically correct statement, if I do say so myself. A very politically correct statement from one Eric Bischoff. I mean, that's Bischoff and Hogan are what? They're best buds, right? I mean,
I don't know if it's like Heyman Lesnar.
I'm sure they got each other on the quick text and everything.
All right.
I mean, he's not going to bury his bud, that's for sure. So, I mean, it's just a little double talking in the statement, in my opinion.
In your opinion?
But, I mean, you're not going to get him to bury him, so I'm sure that's what they were trying to do.
Oh, yeah. So, sticking on the topic of wrestling.
Oh, well, I'm glad you could stay on the wrestling topic. I appreciate that, man.
I got a couple guys backstage at TNA.
Uh-oh.
And they told me this update on Bully Ray suddenly parting ways with TNA.
What?
Yeah.
No way, Bully Ray?
Yep. My unnamed sources told me that although he just started as the new babyface authority figure, Bully Ray is already gone from TNA.
Wow, that's crazy.
As previously reported somewhere else, not here. Ray, that's weird, was not brought to TNA TV and is no longer with the promotion, as he has only signed a per-show agreement, which would have allowed him to leave whenever he decided to. Now, I did a little research on the Wrestling Observer newsletter.
Yeah, okay.
And they're reporting that more cases like this are expected, as most talent are not under deals, where TNA has first priority on their dates or long-term.
Oh, wow.
Now, my sources also tell me that GFW owner Jeff Jarrett took over as the new head of TNA authority in the storyline, as appointed by Dixie Carter. However, it turned out to be a swerve as GFW turned heel at the next taping. See, that's how you know they're wrestlers, because they're using the lingo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, GFW.
Sure, whatever you say.
GFW turned heel at the next taping, and TNA has already began building up a winner-take-all, quote-unquote, match, with the winning team becoming the new, quote-unquote, owners of Total Nonstop action.
So are you telling me that this whole thing was a giant swerve and it's just a way to like rebrand TNA?
And it's still TNA awful.
Or do you... No way.
This is,
or do you think this is a way to take a brand and split it into two, like a SmackDown and Raw?
Or is it a IUWA becoming PRW? I mean, are you just really changing the name so people...
Wait, what?
Exactly.
No, say that again.
Like an IUWA becoming a PRW?
Yeah, I guess you could go with that.
I mean, you're really not changing much.
No.
Because who started TNA?
Well, Jeff Jarrett did.
There
so,
you go.
I mean...
It all comes back in the end.
Oh, man. Why can't we just go back to good wrestling?
Yeah. Why can't we
just get some good wrestling and some good quality TV wrestling? And man, I'd be happy with that.
You know what else is going on?
What else is going on, man?
WWE acquires the rights to new movie for Shawn Michaels.
Wait, do what?
Yeah, there's going to be a new Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is doing this?
Yeah.
Come on.
Never mind. You don't need to know.
No, I do need to know. I'm listening.
No, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know, or you just don't want to read it up?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and I just really didn't care. Want to hear a spoiler going on at the...
Well, wait a minute. Tito...
Oh, but I'm going back to TNA GFW.
No, hold on. Tito Ortiz...
Who?
Tito
Nigga,
Ortiz...
I had...
Dude, listen. Tito Ortiz has addressed the Hulk Hogan racism controversy. And
what?
He says he can relate.
The King's Inn?
Okay, the King's Inn. what is this?
It was a funny joke. Puppy!
Okay. Tito Ortiz tweeted out, "Well, Hulk Hogan, don't feel alone. I was erased from No one can take away our hashtag legacy."
Wow, where are these crickets coming from?
I don't know. "We all make mistakes. An apology should be accepted." Wow.
Horrible, horrible grammar.
Hulk Hogan is a real America and far from a racist. Trying to smear his name is embarrassing. We stand behind you, Hulk.
Once again, horrible grammar.
These are tweets, man. It's tweets. I mean, come on.
I don't care.
It's tweets. This is Tito Ortiz.
He called Hulk Hogan a country. He called him America.
Come on, man.
Why is Lawler an XFL shirt?
I don't know, man. I don't know. So, Tito Ortiz, another tweet. "Whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. People need to relax. Hashtag Hulk Hogan is a good man."
Hashtag who the fuck is Tito Ortiz?
Tito Ortiz would probably whoop your ass, man.
Yeah, I got Ken Shamrock behind my back.
They fought.
Yeah.
They have, man.
Ken Shamrock was underrated. Anyway, we got a second title change at TNA taping.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know about the first, because my other guy hasn't gotten back to me, but this guy told me that the TNA World Tag Team titles weren't the only championships. Oh, we just found out. That changed hands Tuesday night at Impact Wrestling television tapings in Orlando. In addition to the tag titles, Bobby Roode, representing TNA, defeated PJ Black, who many of you know as Justin Gabriel.
Justin who?
Justin Gabriel.
Just amazing.
No, Justin Gabriel.
Oh, Justin Gabriel.
Not
okay.
Not to be confused with Justin Credible.
All right, I got you.
But he's now the new King of the Mountain champion. Motherfucker. Awful. An additional GFW.
Is Billy Corgan responsible for this shit?
I
assume so.
I gotta hurry through this.
Yeah.
An additional GFW versus TNA spoiler from last night's taping was... Who? It's not was. I read it backwards. Let me try this again. An additional GFW versus TNA spoiler from last night's taping saw Dixie Carter and Jeff Jarrett cut quote-unquote shoot promos on each other.
Oh, no.
This led to Carter announcing a, God damn it, quote-unquote winner-takes-all lethal lockdown match for Wednesday's Impact Wrestling tapings, with the winner taking all of TNA shares and controlling the company. God, this is horrible. The match will be Team GFW versus Team TNA's Bobby Lashley, Drew Galloway, and the Wolves.
You know, Drew Galloway made a huge, huge impact on Impact when he showed up there. Has that fallen off? I wonder.
I don't know. Doesn't everything fall off in TNA? Did he do an incest gimmick in WWE? No, that was Paul Burchill.
That was Paul Burchill. Do you know, since we're on the topic of TNA, do you know who's back in TNA?
Whose career's ending?
That's horrible. Hold on, let me, wait, what was his, oh shit, what was his name? Crap!
Austin?
No. Oh, man, I can't remember what his name is right now. I know who his name, the gimmick name. Shit.
AJ Lee?
No. Anyways, short story, Jay Bradley's back in TNA. But he's not under Jay Bradley. He's under a different name. And I'm trying to remember what the fuck it is.
Mikey Whipwreck?
No. Oh, fuck. What is his name?
Tito Ortiz.
No. I'm going to get this before that. Let me get this here. Hold on. Fuck. What is his name? Thanks for covering for me, though. I appreciate it.
Oh, dude. I was totally trying to help you here.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, fuck. I fucked shit up.
That's awesome. I got it. I figured it out.
Thanks, buddy, because I fucked
So his up. New name is The Thug, Aiden O'Shea.
Oh, I'm done. I'm looking for my story. Go on.
You don't like that? Jay Bradley is now known as The Thug, Aiden O'Shea.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's intriguing.
Okay.
How do you think he came up with that? Oh. I would skip to her house for 5 minutes alone with her.
Oh, you can do that. You know you can do that.
Skip to her house?
Yeah, you could skip to her house. Now, it might take you a while from where we're at right now, but you could skip to her house for sure.
And get her for 5 minutes?
Who's
going to take care of Punk?
Well, you say get past Punk. And
can you run interference?
You want me to run interference on Punk?
You kind of know him. He trained you. He's willing to tell everybody.
Well, listen, the whole point of that I'm bringing this up is AJ Lee recently made an appearance at a Comic-Con event.
I'd fuck the dog shit out. I just want to get it out. I'd fuck the dog shit out of her.
You got a thing for them Latinas, huh?
Whatever. She's like a Jersey fucking...
She's Puerto Rican.
Is she?
Yeah.
But she's from Jersey or something,
isn't she?
She's
Puerto Rican.
She's Puerto Rican Jersey? Ugh. But I'd still fuck the dog shit out of her.
Even after Punk's been there, huh? You know, whatever. He's drug-free, disease-free.
I don't care. I'd be in her ass.
She said you'd pee in her ass?
No, I'd be in her ass.
We totally went off topic there. No, I definitely wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers or, you know, sucking on...
You sound like my mother. I wouldn't mind if Kevin Nash left his boots by my bedside.
I didn't say anything about Kevin Nash.
No, but that sounds like a statement. Like, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers. That kind of statement sounds like an...
Okay, well, whatever. Anyways, but the point of this is...
That I'd fuck the dog shit out of AJ Lee.
You would fuck... We both would.
At the same time?
But...
Like a pig at luau?
Whatever works. Those close to her claim she is not interested in taking any bookings right now. Others looking to book the former WWE diva are claiming that they were told that her daily fee is $15,000 plus business class travel and hotels.
So,
if you want AJ Lee
for $15,000, I could fuck the dog shit out of her.
If you want AJ Lee to come out and do a special appearance
in my bedroom,
wherever she's doing this appearance at, $15,000, and you got to put her up in a hotel, and you have to get her there.
We need to get that 2-person sauna that we saw earlier.
Business class.
These are all GoFundMes.
Business.
Get out of here. What's she gonna take from fucking the north side of the city down here? What business class? Fucking Chicago to Gary? We're not in Gary, but I mean,
you would have to send her definitely a limo.
Yeah, I'd be
like,
I'm coming to a hotel over here.
I'm coming
to pick you up.
You'd have
knock, 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 knock.
You'd have to set her up at a hotel over here because she's not staying at your house.
Is Phil home?
You have plenty of hotels around here.
Phil's not here.
But that's going to be your problem.
Phil.
You're going to get ready to do her, and all of a sudden he's going to come busting down the door.
And say, it's clobbering time?
Yeah, he's going to look at his watch, he's going to dust the sand, whatever. It's clobbering time!
I'm going to splooge all over her face.
God, it's amazing!
And he tried to beat me up UFC style, and I'd laugh at him. Like you're old.
Whatever. You'd lose.
I put him in the Anaconda Vice.
So okay, so let's say you're looking at roughly about 15-5. 15-5 for a night. 15-5.
The fucker, right?
Well, we're
talking about plowing the dog shit. If we pay 15-5, can we plow the dog shit out of AJ Lee?
I don't see why not. For 15-5, you better be allowed to do something. Shit.
Shit on her?
If you want
That's
to.
That's a little extreme.
If you want... Hey, I don't make the rules, man. I don't make the rules.
I'm just saying.
I don't make the rules. 15-5 for a night with... For an appearance. An appearance. I wonder what you get for 15 grand.
I hope at least a blowjob.
$15,000 for her to come out and sign autographs? Are you going to make that much money off her?
No.
I mean, clearly the price is... Here's the thing. Clearly the price is set so outrageous so people will leave her the fuck alone. But...
I could totally see a PCW.
You're going to get some people that be like, $15,000? I'll do that. I'll do $15,000. No problem.
If PCW was around, I could totally see them doing that for...
Night
of Dreams or whatever it was called.
Nope, that was Anarchy Pro.
Oh.
Dream the Night.
Dream Night.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you got going over there now?
You know, Mick Foley. It's amazing how you do that. Mick Foley is encouraging fans to celebrate the Max Holiday look-alike Damian Sandow Appreciation
Day. Fuck out of here.
You're welcome.
Whatever.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Hardcore legend Mick Foley is taken to his Twitter to make a special request that on Monday, fans join him in celebrating Damian Sandow Appreciation Day. Foley wrote the following to all of his followers with Max Holiday lookalike Sandow later thanking him and Mick explaining that he deserves it. On 8/3/15 or Monday, August 3rd, share pictures, artwork, videos, favorite moments, stories, and support for Damian Sandow, the Max Holiday lookalike, using Sandow Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Show the world that we want more Sandow. Spread the word, August 3rd. Then he goes on to say, join me 1 week from tonight in celebrating hashtag Sandow Appreciation Day. That's
Sandow,
all I got.
Sandow.
Whoa, Damian Sandow then said,
Uh-oh, here it comes. Wait for it. Go ahead.
I was told how word of my holiday is spreading. See what he did there?
I see what he did there.
Honestly, having fans that support me the way mine do is worth more than anything. Thank you. He brought you up in one of his tweets. It should say, I was told how word of my hash or my at holiday special is spreading.
That's how that should have gone down, absolutely.
See?
I agree with you.
You guys do look a lot alike.
He's kind of borrowing my look, if you will.
I'm sorry, Brody, what?
Is this what he comes out to?
I don't know. The last time I saw him, he was playing the Macho Mandow.
Oh! Is he playing Macho Mandow to...
Axelmania? I haven't watched really that.
Oh, I don't know.
That was the last thing I knew. If we took callers, they could call in and tell us. But
if we took callers.
Yo, 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 yo.
Oh,
Papa
shit.
40
oh.
And check your rollies.
Oh.
It's crime time.
Brooklyn,
crime
time. Brooklyn. We're bringing it,
bringing it. Bringing the hood to you. Yeah, recently JTG did an interview with Wrestling.com. And he talked about the hot button issue of racism in professional wrestling.
Oh, cry me a river.
Among other topics.
There's racism in rap music, too.
Well, here's what he said. Winded, but. Well, there's two aspects to Crime Time gimmick, JTG said. There's the look of the characters. Well, this isn't just listen. There's a look of the character at first. I don't he didn't want to do it. My original partner was Abraham Washington. You remember him?
No.
Yeah, me neither. He called me up when we were in amateur class in OVW. No, that's not what I want to talk about.
Somebody should have read.
I thought I did. Here it is. As far as the way African Americans are portrayed in the way portrayed. Oh my God. Here's how he feels about African Americans and the way they are portrayed in professional wrestling. I think the reason is that on the creative team, there aren't enough people of different backgrounds and age groups. If they bring in someone who can bridge that generation gap, I think the African American wrestlers will have more up to date stuff.
Is that an inception? Like a dream inside a dream?
I think, yeah. But you know what, though? At least they had cool theme music.
Yo, 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 yo. Pop a 40 and check your rollies. It's
I thought it was
going to
be a more insightful
Brooklyn,
article.
Brooklyn. We're bringing it, bringing the hood.
What was William Trauma's tag team called?
Team Dammit?
Yeah, I always thought this was a ripoff of Crime Time.
They were a ripoff?
Yeah.
William and
Trauma.
All right.
So I got a little update on an icon, if you will.
An icon?
Yeah. The one that they call Sting.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
While it has already been confirmed that Sting will be at the Ultimate SummerSlam weekend, which is now 4 hours. Oh, shit, I think Eric Draven's here. I didn't kill your wife, I'm sorry.
That's wrong.
Oh, anyway. It doesn't appear that he's set to appear on the pay-per-view itself. PW Insider reported that at present, despite Jesus, motherfucking Christ.
Yeah, come on.
PW Insider.
Today, Junior.
PW Insider have reported that at present, despite being in the area, WWE don't have any current plans for Sting during the pay-per-view next month at the Barclays Center. It has been speculated over the past few weeks that Sting will feature in a match against the Wyatt family, joining forces with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. Sting was also rumored to be featuring in the feud between Aerostar, Stephen Arnell, and Stardust, which was due to build up to a SummerSlam encounter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Motherfuck that thing that I just read. Fuck that.
All right. Well, that was mine. So
Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers.
So I guess we just made their big return to TNA.
Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers?
No, it was a kind of a big deal, I guess. I don't see why it was a big deal, but Jeff Hardy made his big return back.
Willow?
Willow? No. Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy's making his big return to TNA. Actually, he just did it last night, I think. Amongst all the other jazz that was happening.
Jeff Hardy is Willow.
Willow is Jeff Hardy.
The code is the answer.
And the answer is the code. Womp, womp, womp.
Word.
Schnog, I don't tag you in very much. I don't tag you at all. It just kind of says... Schnog is listening via Periscope. For those of you that are listening on BTR, if you check me out via Twitter, you can find out where the...
Twatter.
Find out where the Periscope is, and you can watch. Hey, did you hear the rumor circulating that one of the original plans for Brock Lesnar was to make him a gay character?
No, I didn't.
You didn't hear that? It was something that was circulating the internet this week. One of the original plans for the Brock Lesnar character was to make him gay. So could you imagine?
But they did.
What are you talking about? They did what?
They made him gay.
No, he's not. You're crazy. Oh, that felt good. That's what she said.
Good timing on all that.
Yeah. Anyways, if he'd been, I don't know how that would have gone over. He'd have had to been like with Chuck and Billy.
That was a hot.
Could you imagine Chuck, Billy, and
Barack? I at the same time.
You would do the Bella Twins at the same time?
Oh,
that's random. Why? What? Why? What?
I don't know. I'm just looking in WWE DraftKings stuff.
Whoa! Some little late breaking news coming down the pipeline.
Shit.
Former UFC star and GFW television commentator Shale.
Yeah, we always have son on my mama. Mo.
Yeah, he's scheduled to meet with WWE announcer Michael Cole. It looks like, according to the Wrestling Observer...
Do you think he's a coal miner?
Probably. Sonnen and Cole was set up by WWE talent scout Gerald Briscoe and WWE senior director of talent development Canyon? What?
I thought Canyon was dead.
No, it's different Canyon. Sonnen, a former UFC title challenger.
Who better than Canyon? Nobody.
Didn't he kill himself?
I don't know, but I think he was gay. Was he gay?
Yeah, I think.
Didn't he have AIDS? Or am I making that up?
I
think. Wait, he was gay, right?
Yeah, I think you're making the AIDS part up, but.
Would you say he's gayer than.
No,
AIDS?
He was gay. I think that was. I think he killed himself, too. I think that's. Like, it all ties together. Like, he was being bullied because he was gay or some shit like that, and he ended up killing himself. Hanging himself, if I remember correctly.
Was Father James Mitchell the one bullying him?
No, but there was this theory that...
Kevin Sullivan
actually killed him.
No shit.
Yeah, man.
Was there a Bible there?
I don't know. I wasn't there. And I don't remember seeing crime scene photos.
Oh, because you kind of look like Canyon. With that unique jawline you have. And that full, luscious beard.
Oh, that, side note. Fat chick. You're wrenching the beard. I got hit on today.
By Water Buffalo?
By some chick about my beard. She was telling me how she loved it. She was stroking the air going, I love your beard. I was like, come on.
You just look like Jim the Animal Lionheart when you do that.
Do I?
Yeah.
That's nice. The Miz has been doing some tweeting again, letting people know
that anklets are cool?
In case you missed it, a little, in case you missed it, working with my Miz legal team to get Ryback stripped of his IC title for dodging me. Hashtag tough guys wear anklets.
I like what you did there.
What'd I do?
Timed it perfectly.
I'm a big fan of Miz. I've been a fan of the Miz since he was on Real World.
Mike Bazanin. Yeah,
Mike Bazanin running around the Real World house with that toy belt, doing his Rock impersonation off the balcony. I thought for sure at that point, I was like, oh man, it'd be awesome.
You know who I was a fan of?
Who was you a fan of?
Morrison.
John Morrison?
Yeah, when it was Miz and Morrison.
Are you, do you watch Lucha Underground?
No, I don't get that channel.
Oh. But they have, as I was told, as someone asked me last...
I have to look for your shit, I'm not going to watch it.
Someone asked me last Saturday when I was at Crash Tested.
I was there.
Do you watch... Yeah, somebody's like, no, you weren't. Do you watch Lucha Underground? I was like, no, I don't get that channel. Like you. They go, oh, you can look the stuff up online. I'm like, okay. If I subscribe to their Twitter, so as it comes across my feed, if I see something, I watch it. But John Morrison's there.
Yeah, Johnny Mundo or whatever.
Johnny Mundo. And then I saw this guy today, pressed with his headgear. He was wearing a Drago.
Ivan?
No, not Ivan Drago, who you tried to impersonate for Ivan Smirnoff.
What?
Ivan Smirnoff.
I must break him.
Yeah.
If he dies, he dies.
What do you got over there?
The spoilers for tonight's SmackDown taping that just ended live.
SmackDown just ended, and you've already got the rundown on what happened. Hey,
yeah.
Okay, before you get into the SmackDown, spoilers for all of us that missed it live and are going to miss it. When does it play?
Today.
It airs what, tomorrow?
No, it airs today, Thursday. They moved it again.
It's back on Thursday?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I was a little late. I was actually tuning into it.
Okay, so you have the live results.
Yeah.
There's no spoilers.
Yeah.
It's live results.
No.
This
came out on July 28th. This is
give us the spoilers for tonight's SmackDown.
That's what I'm saying. There were spoilers on Tuesday when this came out.
I want to crack.
I've totally been scratching my boob.
Come and get it.
Live on Periscope.
Come and get it. That's awesome.
So I'm just going to give you the rundown of matches.
All right.
Seth Rollins versus Cesaro.
You okay over there?
Yeah. Cesaro defeats Seth Rollins via disqualification in the first match.
This is for SmackDown?
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin Owens joined the gang and ended up going into the ring and blah, blah, blah.
This is amazing.
What?
Nothing. I'm listening. Are these quick results or is this like an extended
thing? No, these are quick.
All right.
Los Matadores. And the Lucha Dragons. Lucha, Lucha, Lucha.
Lucha, Lucha.
Defeat the New Day. And the Ascension. God, they should just stay in NXT.
Yeah.
In an 8-man tag team action in the second match. Summer Rae and Rusev. Almost segment in the ring. They address what went down on Monday with Lana. And the dead fish at Raw. I fucked that one up. Whatever. Rusev defeats Jack Swagger in the third match taped for SmackDown. Oh, they're in Oklahoma, so Swagger got a big hometown pop.
Good for Swagger.
Right? After the match, which Rusev won, Swagger is, he tried to attack Swagger some more. However, Swagger ended up countering him and applying the Patriot Lock.
Yeah! Get it!
Stardust defeats R-Truth. And I don't know how he still has a job.
Who? R-Truth?
Yeah.
He makes a great jobber. He's like the new Brooklyn Brawler.
He is.
R-Truth is the new Brooklyn Brawler. You heard it here.
Very good. Stardust was cutting a promo in the ring after the match when Neville ran out and attacked him. Dun, dun. Dun.
Oh, my.
And in your main event, Cesaro and Dean Ambrose defeat Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins in the fifth and final match of SmackDown. Cesaro picked Ambrose as his mystery partner. The finish of the match saw Ambrose counter a pop-up powerbomb attempt by Owens, which allowed Cesaro to roll Owens up for the 1-2-3 finale.
And with that being said,
penises.
Hulk Hogan left the WWE to voice me. Nice. We have some fans via Periscope that are watching. For those that may be listening and not, head over to my Twitter at Holiday Special, and that's where you can find Periscope and join everybody else that is enjoying.
Shit.
What happened?
Remember how I was talking about that TNA stuff earlier? You want to know the first spoiler for the title changing hands?
Okay.
It's the tag team one, and we knew that the Wolves lost.
Right.
But you know who they lost to?
Who did they lose to?
Brian Myers, which you know him as the Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah.
And Trevor Lee. I don't know who Trevor Lee is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Who's Trevor Lee?
It's a guy you don't know.
Do you know him?
No, I don't know him either. But you don't know him either.
He's huge.
All right, well. Bring it back. Bring it back. Full circle, 17 minutes remaining in the live program.
Bring it back.
I am a real American.
No.
Fight for the rights of every man.
Absolutely not.
I am a real American.
Fuck you.
Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Unless you're the ninja.
Hulk Hogan's lawyer says his career's over.
Yes. Yes.
Hogan's lawyer's blaming the National Enquirer and Radar Online for ruining his career, according to the TampaBay.com reporter.
Yes. Yes.
Judge Pamela Campbell ruled that Hogan's sex tape civil case against Gawker Media will begin on March 7th, 2016.
Yes.
Hogan's lawyer cited a potential violation of protective order and accusing Gawker of being responsible for the leaked comments in an effort to ruin Hogan's public image ahead of the trial.
Yes. Yes.
Gawker's legal team argued that the media company did not violate any laws, but that there is a long list of people who knew about Mr. Bollea's use of racist language long before Gawker learned about it.
Every time Hogan would call me, he'd be like, Traven. What's up, my ninja? I'm like, whoa, because he didn't use the word ninja.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, stop calling me. Terry Bollea.
You know, I was a little upset because originally when I heard about this story, I thought it was based around this.
Like the male. Well, I didn't want to go there.
You've been saying brother for years. Any black guy ever said, yo, you my nigga? Like, yo, you my nigga, Hulk?
Well, Booker T used to do that to me on TV.
Yeah.
You know, and every time I pull
coming
up
for you, ninja.
That famous thing that Booker T, when his brother was there and they're all talking trash. Booker T goes, I'm coming for you, Hogan, you nigger. And not nigga, he goes, nigger. I mean, it's like, and it's still so cool because the whole time I was down in Miami, you know, when I lived there, everybody, you know, like I walk in the booth and all of a sudden I bump into this guy in the games in the booth. It's all black and he's got his BlackBerry. And I bump into him and he goes, what's up, nigga? And I said, oh, dude, excuse me, bro. You know, he goes, no, it's all cool, you know. And everybody down there, Little Wayne, Birdman, everybody, you know, they're all, you know, calling me nigga. And I'm like, and then I started saying it, you know, and I always said it. But now all of a sudden I get heat when I say it. And they say, okay, you can't say that. I said, well, why can they say it to me then? It's like, you know, but brother was cool because, dude, you know, back in the day during my career, I was used to party real hard. I couldn't remember anybody.
Okay, I originally thought that that's what you were sleeping on. That's the second time you've come here to do a show and have fallen asleep sitting there. From now on, there's no training until afterwards.
I ain't coming until afterwards.
That's fine. That's fine by me. You're not going to sit there and fall asleep on me.
I can hear myself.
Can you hear yourself now?
Me.
Oh, that's right. I shut your microphone off.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had to shut your microphone off because you were talking while he was doing that. Then he decided to fall asleep. Anyways, just saying, Hogan's career is over because of all of this.
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Why is it good? Because you don't like Hogan?
Yeah.
So because you don't like Hogan, you're just like, man, you're ridiculous. You're like everybody else. You're not even looking at the situation. Let's look at the situation for what it's worth. What he said,
Anderson, settle down.
What he said, wrong.
Kennedy.
But the fact that he was recorded in private, that's even worse. Because now we don't even have privacy anymore.
Yeah, that's what happens when you guys vote for Obama.
I wouldn't even go in there with that, but...
Yeah, well, you know, I'm that guy who takes the thing.
All right, what else we got going on? 13 minutes remaining in the program.
Ow.
And,
I gotta go. Fucking play Hulk Hogan, and I fall asleep because Hulk Hogan's just rambling on about how all these black guys are calling him a ninja and shit.
I originally thought that was what everybody was upset about.
You know,
turns out that's not what everyone was upset about.
Isn't Birdman extremely gay? Like, isn't that what goes on?
I have no clue, man. You're a fan of Birdman.
I don't know. No, I'm not. I hate. I don't even like Lil Wayne.
That's
horse shit. Your turn, because I just told you about the title changing hands.
And I just talked about Hulk Hogan and his
mother.
Yeah.
Fuck.
See, this is what happens. This is what happens each and every week. We get it's simply like 12 minutes left in the show.
I know.
And this one's like, I want to go home. I'm tired.
I don't want to go home.
Blah, blah. I don't want to go home. Well, okay, here, while you're over there looking, because Hulk Hogan's been removed and fired by WWE, WWE's tough enough, needed a new judge, because if you don't know...
Now you know.
Now you know that Hogan was one of the three judges that is on Tough Enough. So they had to replace him, and they have now replaced him. The new judge for WWE Tough Enough was revealed this past Tuesday as none other than the man we just got done talking about a few minutes ago, Mike Mizanin, The Miz. He was the first to replace Hogan as a judge on the show. Tough Enough host Chris Jericho, this man's favorite, this guy right here, that's why that forearm's so big. He noted that the third judge could rotate each week. So it sounds like they're going to go to a format where the judges just rotated out each week. This first week was The Miz.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, the floor is yours.
Don't play the music, because I think this would be god-awful. But I got a diva that announced her retirement.
Whoa, wait a minute. Mister, I don't watch diva wrestling, because women shouldn't wrestle.
Right, which you... When, why?
You're going to talk diva news?
Yeah, because one retires, that's one less female wrestler.
Oh, wow. All right. All right.
About that.
Go ahead.
WWE.com. In an interview, asked this diva that I will keep you in the dark until I get there.
That's what he says to all his women.
Yeah. Anyway, they say, your decision to retire from WWE has to be the most difficult decision of your career.
Yeah.
What makes walking away from the squared circle such a challenge? You know who responded to WWE.com?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's a pretty cool... Oh, you should play this one.
Nope.
Oh.
No divas on this show.
I understand, but you could have looked up Eric Clapton. You know why?
I don't care.
Because it's Layla. She's retiring.
Layla? Wasn't she a Tough Enough winner?
I think so.
You know what's funny? A funny story about Layla from WWE... right after she won Tough Enough and was signed, I was friends with her.
Her?
Was it on Twitter? This is around when Twitter was just... I can't remember. Was it Twitter? Anyways, somehow I was friends with her via social media. And someone was actually... And she was talking about how someone was harassing her.
And it was you?
No, it wasn't me. But I remember giving her the advice, I'm like, yeah, you work for WWE now. You just take that to the boss. I never heard from her again after that. I think she stopped. She stopped using the account, and I couldn't stalk her no more. But I never got a letter. I never got a letter in the mail.
Yeah, she's retiring.
Layla, retiring. She was a, if I'm not mistaken, she was a former, like,
tough enough.
Not only, I'm glad there's people watching via Periscope.
What?
I'm glad there's people watching you just like, you're like, I'm ready. I mean, really?
These motherfuckers should pay me to do this
shit. Get out of here. They don't even want to watch you for free. That's the problem.
Good.
That's not good. Yeah. Really? How is that good? Tell me how that's good.
We're getting off wrestling subjects.
Exactly. Man. Kevin Owens.
Mid-carder extraordinaire.
Recently spoke with our friends over at Talk Sports Gorilla Position Podcast about the possibility of facing one Brock Lesnar. I think there's only one answer for me right now, and it's Brock Lesnar. I think a lot of people want to see it. I was there the night he made his debut on Raw for WWE. I was in the crowd like the fifth row. I remember being blown away immediately by this guy.
Blown away.
I was on board right away. I thought Brock Lesnar's t-shirts and Brock Lesnar's hats. My parents got a dog that summer. I named him Brock. Seriously. He was a blonde lab. He was huge. That's Brock. I used to do the F5
so
when
you
I
have,
was...
Do you have Sable, Mr. Halliday?
Yeah, I have Sable. I used to do the F5 when I was on the Indies because of how much I admire him. So I'd love to be in a one-on-one and put an end to him.
It's Sable, right? Not Deborah McMichael.
What are you talking about?
Who's married to Brock? Is it Sable?
Sable's married to.
Okay, I didn't know if it was her or Deborah McMichaels. I thought
no,
it was.
No, Deborah was married to Steve Austin. Steve
right.
Austin beat the crap out of her.
Because she probably deserved it.
What do you got?
John Cena.
Whoa, John Cena.
He's pulled from weekend live events and next week's Raw.
Is that because his nose?
No. It's his period.
He got his period? John Cena got his period?
Yeah, no. Yeah, of course. It's because of his nose.
You know who broke his nose? John Cena!
We've had the same injury. But...
Sorry.
Following the broken nose he suffered...
At the hands of Seth Rollins.
Right. I just wish he'd go back to the Thugonomics. That was so much better. Anyway, Raw, following the broken nose he suffered on Monday's Raw, the main event against Seth Rollins, which my hetero life mate spoiled it, John Cena is no longer being advertised for this weekend's WWE live event. On Thursday, WWE also pulled Cena from the Superstars Scheduled to Appear listing for next week's Raw from San Jose, California. John Cena is still expected challenge Seth Rollins for the WWE Heavyweight Championship at SummerSlam on Sunday, August 23rd. I'm done, man. I'm done.
Why are you done?
Oh, no, just for tonight. I'm done.
Come on.
It's yours and we can go home. Take it home. Take it home.
That's bad.
This is going to be a rear naked choke.
What? He's going to mount me.
Hey.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right, well, we're not the only idiots doing a podcast. As we mentioned earlier in the program, WWE... Well, Piper left WWE because of the podcast controversy and Piper's Pit, and this one loves Jericho so much. Look at that forearm. But tonight,
hey, Piper.
Tonight, Stone Cold's podcast is going to take and feature. Whoa! It's tonight's podcast is featuring my favorite diva, personally.
AJ Lee.
Nah, Paige. Yeah. Confirmed during Raw on Monday, Paige will be the next guest to appear on the Steve Austin podcast on WWE Network. I got something somewhere, I don't know.
Is it bad that I want to boink Charlotte?
Ric Flair's girl?
Woo!
Ric Flair's daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably bad. Flair probably wouldn't like that.
But he'd understand if I was styling and profiling, right?
Through Charlotte! Woo! You know they got a four horsemen, like a female
four horsewoman.
Four horsewoman.
Yeah.
Who is it? Charlotte, Becky...
Somebody, and who cares?
Yeah, because he's a fan of the divas, because Stephanie McMahon's bringing back the divas.
She can blow me, too.
Stephanie McMahon?
All of them at the same time.
Horrible, man.
Except for your girl.
Paige? You don't like Paige?
No.
Really?
No.
No way.
Maybe it's because I'm Irish, but English people kind of piss me off. Hugh Grant used to piss me the fuck off.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, WWE is, they're changing the Raw opener. I don't watch Raw, but they're changing the Raw opener.
To what?
I don't know. Live correspondents from Monday Night Raw have informed us that security has confiscated a lot of signs. That was from Monday, but I don't know. It said they were going to have some opener change, and there's nothing there. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, 2 minutes left in the program, everybody.
Thank God.
Whoa, take it easy, man. It's actually been an exciting Thunder.
Said no one
said
ever.
Said me, said you, everybody listening, all of our friends on Periscope, we want to thank you for I didn't start playing that music. Stop it. All of our friends that are watching us on Periscope, we want to thank you for watching us. For those of you that are listening via BTR Live, thank you for listening. Stop it. For those of you that downloaded this podcast or are watching the replay, we appreciate it.
Listen live next time, assholes.
Make sure you check out Monday night's Hot Pod episode. I will not be there.
Neither will I.
Oh, so it'll just be Superbad? Oh, he's going to be pleasantly surprised.
I may call in to help him out, but I'm not going out to any studios.
Well, maybe I'll call in. I'll be in Missouri again.
Misery. Going to go to the strip club again?
All right. I'm going to go bereave.
Great.
Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Don't die to meet me, Mr. Holiday.
Live to love you.
Live to love you.
All right, everybody, thank you once again for watching, for listening, and for spending an hour of your life with us till...
You're never getting it back.
Do Thunder again, whenever that is. Are you off work next Thursday?
No.
Oh, I got to wrestle next Thursday. Kevin Nash and... Yeah, I'm gonna be
hey, girl.
Hey. It's an incredible.
You and Nash.
No. Yeah.
You're going to be like that little chihuahua that's humping his leg.
WrestleFest is 2 weeks.
WrestleFest!
Are you going?
I'm working.
Oh. WrestleFest?
Yeah.
Get the F out of here.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah, I know.